Third chakra, will center, Manipura, personal power. Just a reminder that this recording is intended for really full presence. So if you're driving or multitasking, I invite you to save this for later. Okay. Begin to breathe deeply into your body. Just taking a moment to ground, to arrive, to receive yourself, to invite all of your soul parts home into your own skin in this 3D yet multidimensional body. And with your next few breaths, as you breathe, notice your experience of yourself. Notice what it feels like as you meet this moment, breathing deeply into your body, into your skin. Allow your breath to be a tracking device, noticing where it flows, where it feels stuck, orientating to this moment. What is it like to be you right now? And with your next few breaths, bring your awareness to your navel point, to the personal power center, the third chakra. Begin to breathe deeply into this space. And with your next few breaths, imagine that it is a bright yellow, as bright as the sun or a sunflower. Perhaps you're having the image of a banana come up or anything yellow that comes to mind. And just take a few deep breaths into this place, imagining the color yellow and imagining shining from the inside out into your auric field, shining light into your auric field from the inside out. And taking a few more breaths into the center. And then as you breathe out into your auric field, just notice what that light shines upon. Notice if you see anything in your field that is not yours or is not meant to be there, or that has been there for a long time, or is that is new. Also notice what is fully yours. And just take a 360 turn around that illuminated, bright auric field shining from the navel point, the personal power. And notice what you see all around your field. And then with your next few breaths, imagine that a small spark is starting in your auric field, and it grows to a few sparks, and all of a sudden your entire auric field is sparked with thousands and thousands of little tiny sparks, and they begin to grow and rise up in flame and fire, turning red and yellow and orange and blue. And you're breathing deeply in the midst of the fire of the auric field, the fire of the third chakra spreading from the navel point out into the entire auric field, burning bright, fiery, burning with passion, burning with intention, burning with the energetic of cleansing and renewing and nourishing and creating new life, space for new life. And notice anything that's burning away, anything that's falling away. And notice the different colors, and notice the sensations. And then this fire begins to burn down slowly, turning back into thousands of sparks, and then burning out. Yet the will center is still illuminated. And notice the aftermath. Notice what has happened as a result. Again, taking a 360 view, turning all the way around in the auric field and noticing if there's anything that has burned and charred, noticing if something that was there before is gone, and noticing what is new life, what is sparking up, what is growing. And you can pause this if you choose to and digest that and reflect and spend a little more time here. And begin to breathe deeply back into the navel point, into the will center, noticing how you feel in your body. And as you breathe into the will center, imagine an illuminated path unfolding from your navel point out into the world and into the universe. And it's a bright golden path. And you begin to slowly walk upon it and notice the landscape around you. Perhaps you're walking through a swamp. Perhaps you're walking through the cosmos. Just notice what is around you as you walk on this golden pathway. And you continue walking. Perhaps it's flat. Perhaps there's a rocky terrain, or perhaps it's waving like a ribbon through the wind. And you turn around for a moment and notice that navel point will center behind you. And notice anything behind your path, on the path. And turning back around, you continue to walk along the path until you come to a threshold, a doorway. Perhaps it's made of fire or water. Perhaps it's made of stone or crystals. Perhaps it's made of wood. Just notice what it is. Anything is appropriate. And stepping forward, either pushing open the door, walking through the threshold, noticing the sensations as in your body as you walk through. Turning back around, acknowledging the threshold. And then turning around and begin to notice the landscape in front of you. The energetic, spiritual manifestation of the center of your personal power, your will, your connection to universal will, divine will through you, all of life, the interconnected web of will, of inspired action, of personal power, your unique expression and flavor in the world. Notice the landscape. Whatever it is will be appropriate for you. And ask out loud to this landscape. Formulate a question. What question are you holding? What question are you walking with around your personal power? Is there some support that you need? Is there something you feel confused about? Do you have inquiry? And just notice what comes forward. And if you don't have a question here, you can pause and reflect. Or if the question is not quite formulating in words, you can send out an energetic out to the landscape. Take a couple breaths into that, noticing if you can voice that question out into the landscape. And then allow yourself to begin to wander, listening and noticing with all of your senses, multidimensionally expanding. Where do you feel pulled? What part of the landscape is pulling you? And begin to wander, just noticing what you see, still walking with that question. Perhaps it's, how can I be supported in my personal power? How can I reclaim my personal power? How can I have inspired action with personal power that will affect the world in the highest way I can? What is my role here in the world? Could be any flavor of a range of questions. Again, continuing to walk while asking this question. And as you continue to wander around the landscape, you notice towards the middle of the landscape, something is illuminated. It looks like fire. And you begin to be drawn to it from the center of your will, of your personal power, of your presence here on purpose. As you're drawn towards it, the flame gets bigger. You look upon the flame. Perhaps you feel warmth. Perhaps you see images. Something begins to emerge from the flame, and it gets bigger and stronger and brighter. And out comes a gift. And it dies down a little bit. And the gift lands in front of you, floats to you, is handed to you. Notice how you receive it. Perhaps you're opening it. Perhaps it's not wrapped. Perhaps it's in a basket. Perhaps it's bundled. And notice what it is that this fire of the personal power connected to you and to the interconnection of all life, divine will through you. Notice what this is. Anything is appropriate. Allow yourself to fully receive it and allow yourself to say thank you to this flame and passion and fire of personal power. And kneeling down and sitting, bowing in front of this fire, allowing your third eye to touch the landscape, saying thank you however you choose. And then making an offering to this fire, making a commitment. It could be seen as a sacrifice, but it is in honor and devotion of living into the highest expression of your personal power. So maybe it's disguised as a sacrifice, but it's really a sacred offering. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to give? How are you willing to show up? What are you willing to let go of? What are you willing to change about how you show up in service of you and your interconnection with all of life and your place here in the interconnection of personal power, of resilience, of passion, and of offering your gifts? And notice what comes forward and offer it to the fire. Offer it to this life force and vitality of personal, divine, interconnected will. Notice that the fire receives it. Notice what that commitment does in your own being. And the fire begins to die down a little. And you begin to find yourself moving back towards the threshold, moving through the threshold. But wait, before you move through the threshold, turning around, noticing the landscape again, turning back around, moving through the threshold, and turning back around, acknowledging the threshold. Notice anything that may be left at the feet of the threshold or that may be choosing to come along. Of course, that gift is there and that commitment. That may be in the form of a sacrifice or may not. That offering, sacred offering, as well as there may be a guide there. There may be a child there. There may be a stone or an ember. There may be nothing. Just notice. And you begin to walk back along this pathway, drawing you quicker and quicker, noticing the landscape. This golden pathway back into the center of your being and your personal power, and arriving back into your body, breathing deeply into the center of your being, breathing deeply into your skin, breathing deeply into your auric field, bringing your attention again for a few breaths here into your center of personal power. Notice what it feels like. Notice if anything has shifted. Notice if you feel expanded or contracted. And again, using your breath as a tracking device, how do you feel in your body container in your own skin? Where does your breath flow? Where is it constricted? Just noticing and allowing that bright illuminated fire, perhaps it's sunshine of yellow, to fill your entire body, your entire container. And then allow it to expand out and fill your entire auric field, bright, brilliant yellow. And again, notice any images that come up, a sun, a lion, a fire, a banana, whatever that is for you. And then coming back into your body, breathing into your experience here in the earth plane. Opening your eyes and noticing what's around you, noticing your skin, touching your body. You are here in your body. Beautiful work. Thank you.